Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
Fire the sky!
Welcome, everyone. This is Michael Brooks, and we are live from Boise, Idaho on Ignite Your Life. And this is a real exciting night for us because it is a Coach on Fire Radio Network official, unofficial launch night. We're kind of in a soft launch. We're going to be bringing out and rolling out 14 transformational shows from some of the best coaches in the country. Many of them you know, and many of them you probably have never heard of, but it's just really, really exciting. And we're going to do something a little different tonight. As you know, our pre-launch shows on Ignite Your Life have been interviewing a lot of our hosts. I have been doing that, and it's been absolutely awesome. But because October 12th is our official launch date, we're going to have someone interview me tonight. And, of course, through the magic of global technology, it's going to come to us all the way from Johannesburg, South Africa. And I looked this up today. Karina Gonzalez is exactly 10,101 miles away from Boise, Idaho. So that's quite a distance, but you'll be able to hear her hopefully pretty clear. Sometimes given that distance. We have a cutout or two. Infrastructure and bandwidth problems can get in the way when you're working with a 10,000-mile distance. But I was just talking to her before the show, and it sounds pretty clear. So I think we're good to go. Karina is, of course, one of our hosts. She is going to be hosting a show on Thursday. And I believe that time, Karina, is... Well, you repeat the time for me again of your show, With Intent.
Hi, Michael. My show, With Intent, is at 6 o'clock my time. So it's at about 10 o'clock your time over there.
Okay, yeah, your show is going to be in the USA. It's going to be in the morning, depending on what time zone you're in. I happen to be in the mountain time zone in Boise, Idaho. And by the way, we've been having lots of wildfires here. It's been incredibly hot in Boise. And just a few miles away from here, there's a major, major wildfire, so it's been real smoky. But anyway, that being said, Karina has her own show, With Intent. She's a psychometrist and just an amazing transformational coach. I'm going to let her tell you a little bit more about her show and what she does. And then she's going to launch into an interview of me, and it's going to be all things about the Coach on Fire Radio Network. What we're all about, who some of our guests are, and just literally everything Coach on Fire Radio tonight. And it's kind of different for me because I don't have to ask the questions. Karina is going to ask the questions. So, Karina, first, tell us a little bit about With Intent and a little bit about your background, and then we'll launch into the interview with me.
Thank you, Michael. Our show is We Dare to Be Different. So we'll be looking at a lot of fun interactional stuff. We'll be having guests and movie reviews. But it'll be also based a lot on what kind of feedback we get from our audience, and I trust we'll get a lot of calls, and it'll be a lot of fun, but we are going to be different. A bit of our drag. Background is, I'm a psychometrist, I've got a psychology background, and that is someone who administers psychological assessments. So we base our coaching practice on that, but not totally on it. Use an eclectic approach to coach people, and the transformation is awesome. Yes, so okay. I think that's about all, really, Michael.
Okay, that sounds absolutely great, Karina. And your show, again, will be on Thursday morning, starting on October 22nd. So hopefully all of our listeners will be tuning in because you do such amazing work. But now let's start the interesting part for me, because I get to answer rather than ask. Fire away, Karina.
So, Michael, why have you done this Coaches on Fire Network? What was the reason? What was your inspiration?
Well, the inspiration behind the Coach on Fire Radio Network was I thought that there are so many emerging coaches out there that have trouble getting their message out simply because it is such a hyper noisy environment. And I thought we would create a team approach to have, for lack of a better word, these emerging coaches that do such wonderful work to provide a vehicle where they could literally coach live on the air, get their message out, and do what they love to do, which is to coach. And as you know, radio shows, internet radio shows, and podcasts are growing at lightning speed. And it's just an awesome way for people to become known and for them to share their gifts with the listening audience from around the world. And that's literally the reason that I created it. And it kind of took off like a wildfire in Boise. And we've ended up with 14 amazing transformational coaches. And a little bit later, we'll talk about who some of those people are and what their shows are about. And just a very, very exciting project. I think it's one of the most exciting ventures I've been involved in a long, long time.
That's very, very cool, Michael. How did you select them? How did you decide to select these coaches?
Well, I put the word out there, and then I basically interviewed them to see if it would be a good fit, and if I thought they, you know, were a passion-based, purpose-driven coach that had a very interesting and unique message that would be transformational to the listening audience. Then we talked further and decided if it was a fit and if we could come to some sort of agreement to work together. And I am excited to say the people that we ended up with are just amazing. I could not be happier with the coaches that we ended up with. And again, as I said, you know, a little bit later, we'll talk about some of these amazing coaches that are going to be hosting the show, their own shows on the Coach on Fire Radio Network. So very, very excited. And there wasn't any, you know, real specific selection process. It was just if I thought that they were doing good work, and they all are, they were invited to be a part of the network.
Oh, very exciting. So they basically selected you, really.
Well, I think they selected the team because a lot of them knew who else was involved with the network. As I said, these are, you know, emerging coaches. Some of them you may know, some of them you may not. None of them are the big, big names that you would recognize, but they will be soon. I am absolutely confident of that, and this is one of the vehicles for them to get that kind of message out to the world.
Thank you, Michael. What's the mission of the Coach on Fire Network?
The mission of the Coach on Fire Network is to transform the lives of others in each individual show's particular niche. All of our coaches have a transformational message. They have processes that they go through to change people's lives. And our mission is to change people's lives one show at a time. And we have coaches from all over the spectrum from within the Life and Business Coaching Network. Wendy Berry, for example, tomorrow night, her show premieres. And I believe that's at 7 Central Time. So that would be, what, 8 o'clock Eastern Time and 6 o'clock Mountain and 5 o'clock Pacific. And she's going to lead off for the network tomorrow night. Her show is called Phoenix Women. And Wendy works specifically with boomer women, people at midlife. And she teaches them to, you know, embrace and empower them to, you know, to use their wisdom from their years, both physically, emotionally, even mentally and spiritually, and she provides tools, inspiration, support, and she has just lots of great advice for women at midlife. And there's a huge, huge audience for that. So we're really excited to have Wendy. And as I said, her show will be debuting tomorrow night, and that's at 7 Central Time, which I believe is her time because I believe she lives in St. Louis, Missouri. We have some other shows out of Ontario, Canada. Delora Gagnon, Mindset Mastery Because It's All in Your Head. Now, Delora is just an amazing coach out of Canada. She does all sorts of, mindset shifts in order to transform your thinking. And as a result, your life and your business or your relationship, whatever you need to change in your life happens because of the way you think. And Delora is, as her title of her show, Mindset Mastery, says she is a master at doing that. And she's quite an amazing coach, and we're happy to have her as well. And one of the few men, other than myself, that we have in the group is Arnie Fonseca. He's an intervention strategist, and also he's a relationship expert. So he's going to be doing a lot of, real serious problem type of situations where you just don't know how to handle it. What Arnie does is he comes in and he intervenes and he changes the mindset and works with you to improve your relationships, your life, your business, addiction maybe, whatever, serious challenge you may be having in your life. Arnie comes in and coaches you and intervenes in such a way as your life improves on whatever that problem happens to be. We've got Jessica Aaronworth, also out of Ontario, Canada. Canada's rocking it with this group. And Jessica is an assertiveness expert. So she basically teaches you to empower your life by getting what you want. She likes to create a healthy balance and to empower positivity and be assertive. Rather than, being someone that gets walked all over all of the time. A lot of us want to be liked. We want, and we want to be agreeable. And we want to say yes to everything. Well, Jessica will teach you how to create that balance and empower you to be your best self. And the name of her show is The Assertiveness Solution. I think the time of her show is still TBA to be announced. And another one, we're a global network. Truly, we're talking to you in South Africa. We have Kate Warlow and Kate's show, Soar with Kate. Kate does a lot of health stuff and vibrational, spiritual things to help you embrace your life. She does angel readings and focuses on other ways of uplifting yourself and from a spiritual standpoint. So that's going to be a really exciting show, especially for people that are into the new age transformational. I'm looking for a word and it's escaping me, so we'll just go on. Valerie Hector out of South Dakota, a wonderful, wonderful coach that's just rocking it right now. She is a stress and anxiety expert. And her show, Engineered Wellness, is also going to air on the same day as yours, Karina, on Thursday mornings. And she's going to discuss topics relating to lifestyle choices that cause that kind of stress and anxiety, and holistic changes that will reduce stress, reduce anxiety, and allow you to live a healthier lifestyle. In fact, that's what Valerie is all about, is healthy lifestyle, reducing that stress and stress and anxiety, because when you have stress and anxiety in your life, you simply can't be healthy. Now, we all have stress and anxiety, but, reducing that and creating a healthy lifestyle will make you much happier and far more successful. And then, of course, we have you, Karina. We have Kristen Hornbrook, who her show is still yet to, you know, have an official launch date, but that will be in the next couple of weeks. And she's a self-talk expert. She will teach you how to talk to yourself in order to shift your mind and create positive reinforcement. We have Tom Perkins, who focuses on men later in life and a healthy lifestyle and balance, both work-life balance and creating success in both areas of your life. So those are just some. I know that I'm missing a few of them here. So those are just some of the shows that we have coming up. But we have 14 coaches, and they're all going to appear Monday through Thursday. There usually will be two shows a day, bi-weekly. Everyone's show will be every other week. And just going to be an incredible network. And as I said, you know, our mission is to change lives one show at a time.
Sure, Michael. This sounds awesome. These coaches sound very exciting. And we're a holistic bunch. So there's something for everybody.
Yeah, there is absolutely something for everyone. If you're having a relationship problem, if you need some holistic training, health help, if you need, you know, motivational work, like a lot what you do, Karina, if you need to be more assertive in your life and your business, you've got Jessica for that. Reducing stress and anxiety, you have Valerie for that. If you're later in life and you really don't know where you're headed, Wendy is your person. So, and Delora, you know, mindset is key to success in any area of your life. So Delora will come in and make sure that you have the right state of mind in order to be successful in your life and happy. And of course, Arnie, you know, if you're suffering from some kind of addiction, if you're having relationship issues, Arnie Fonseca is your guy. The name of his show, by the way, is Get the Edge Radio. So he wants to help you get that edge in your life so you can be successful, both again in life and in your business or your career.
I think, Michael, that we should put the word out. Everyone should be sharing this space with all their friends and family. What do you say?
Would you repeat that again, Karina?
Michael, I think we should put the word out that everyone should be sharing this space with all their friends and family.
Absolutely.
They should diarize these spaces.
Yeah, absolutely.
For
great tip, Karina. That's absolutely right. For anyone listening tonight, you know, share the Coach on Fire Radio Network and all the awesome hosts that we have. As I said, the shows are going to be rolling out. Most of them are going to be starting next week, but we do have Wendy starting. And my show will air a couple more times, and we'll be interviewing a couple of the hosts that will be starting next week that we have not gotten to yet. So that's an absolutely great idea, Karina. If you could share with your family and friends, that would be absolutely terrific for everyone in the listening audience here.
Thank you, Michael. What's happening with this show? Are you still going to continue your Ignite Your Life show?
The Ignite Your Life show will be kind of the flagship show of the Coach on Fire Radio Network. We're still working on what the weekly time will be on that. This will be a weekly show. The other coaches on the network are going to be going bi-weekly, at least initially, until probably January when everyone will start to go weekly. But the Ignite Your Life show is just that. It's about igniting your life. We're going to have lots of awesome interviews with experts on just about every topic you can think about that will help you to improve your life and your business. And we're going to cover the gamut. We'll cover relationships. We'll cover health. We'll cover passion and purpose. We'll cover how can you start if you are not yet a coach or not yet in business for yourself. What are you really passionate about? What are you born to do? What's your purpose in life? Because I happen to believe that everyone was put on earth for a specific purpose. And unfortunately, I think most people never really discover that during their life. And as a result, it's not only unfortunate for them, but their gifts are lost on the world. And I truly believe everyone is put on this earth for a specific purpose. And passions are the clue to the, you know, to what your purpose is. We all have different passions. Karina's passions are different than mine. My sister's passions are different than mine. And those passions are clues to what you should be doing in life. And we're going to be focusing a lot on that. We're going to be focusing a lot on passion, a lot on purpose, and a lot on happiness, on how you can be happy. I wrote a book called Don't Seek Success, Be Happy, and Be Happy was with an I. And my definition of happiness is a lot different. Than most people's happiness. I define it as belief, enthusiasm, heart, attitude, passion, purpose, and imagination. And when you have those seven core principles, success and happiness is going to find you. So again, that's belief, enthusiasm, heart, attitude, passion, purpose, and imagination. And if you get better at those seven core principles every single day, you're going to not have to aim at happiness. You're not going to have to aim at success. It's going to find you. I'm losing my place here, but it's going to find you, because when you aim at happiness, when you aim at success, it becomes more about material wealth. And material wealth is great, but when you're focusing on your passion and when you're focusing on your purpose, when you're focusing on those core principles, you don't have to worry about anything else. And by doing that, magically, success and happiness find you.
That sounds right. So, Michael, with all this, are you living your dream?
What was that, Karina?
So with all you, with your book and your definition of happiness, are you living your dream?
Yes, I think I am. I think the Coach on Fire Radio Network is part of that. I teach people how to find their passion and purpose. I also teach people that are already in business how to get noticed, be seen, and be heard. As you know, Karina, in a former career, I worked for the President of the United States and learned quite a bit about how to get media and publicity and go from there. So I teach people how to do that. It's not as easy as getting it for the President of the United States, but it can be done if you know what you're doing and you know how to create a good story, because all media is about creating story.
So what did you learn? Did you learn anything from President Reagan, from the times that you were working with him? What was your most inspiring moment with him?
Well, there were a lot of inspiring moments. President Reagan was probably one of the most inspiring presidents the United States has seen in a long, long time. In my view, certainly in the 20th century. Some people might say Franklin Roosevelt was close, but in my opinion, no one was able to make the country and the world really feel good about themselves in a manner and a fashion that Ronald Reagan could do that in. Ronald Reagan was probably one of the most positive people I had ever known. He always looked at the glass as half full. Even when things weren't going well politically, the glass was always half full to Ronald Reagan. And he often cited a Walt Disney quote, for example, that still to this day cannot be attributed to Walt Disney directly, because Walt Disney had only ever told it to Ronald Reagan. And that quote was just four words: think, believe, dream, dare.
Wow.
And that is quite a quote. When you really think about those four words, they're so impactful. And Ronald Reagan never really mentioned that quote publicly, but he did to staff all the time: think, believe, dream, dare. And that was kind of an unofficial motto that he had adopted.
That was powerful. So did he have an influence what you're doing now? Did it influence your life? Did it influence your life in any way? If you hadn't worked for Ronald Reagan, would your life have been different? Hello?
Can you hear me, Karina?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you fine. I probably would have been practicing law somewhere, hopefully helping the little guy who gets pushed around a little bit. But working for the president kind of put me on a path that I could have never imagined, really. I worked in the field for almost 20, you know, a little over 20 years, actually, before I finally got out of it. And to be honest, I got out of it because things had changed so dramatically from the time that I worked for President Reagan in the 80s to the early 2000s. It was far more manipulative, far more hostile, far more stressful than it was back in the day of Reagan. Everyone could disagree but still be friends. It's changed a lot in the United States. I know you're in South Africa, Karina. And it just wasn't the same thing. It was disillusioning and disenchanting by the time I left. But the Reagan years were, you know, the shining light of my political career. It was, you know, it was an amazing experience. Met a lot of amazing people, and got to travel the world for the most part. I'll never, you know, I'll always cherish that experience. I learned a lot about how things work, in the government, and how things work in business, and how things work with the media. So that gave me some valuable experience that I can now use to help coach and teach others.
Wow. This must have been a pretty awesome time in your life. So, Michael, if you could live anywhere, where would it be? You've traveled the world. Where would your favorite place be to live if you weren't where you are now?
Where would be my favorite place in the world be to live? Is that the question? Oh, you know what? I probably would say that it's still in the United States. Still to this day, my favorite place that I have ever lived, and that I would not mind living again, although Boise, Idaho is beautiful, is San Diego, California. San Diego is one of the most gorgeous places on earth by far. It's enchanting. It's romantic. If you're in the right place at the ocean there, it's kind of got a laid back lifestyle, but still, you know, energetic enough to inspire you. So I would probably say it's in my country. And of course, Karina, one place that I have never been and would love to visit would be South Africa. I'd love to someday. One of the things on my bucket list is to, you know, go on an African safari. So you can expect me in South Africa sometime soon, and you're going to take me on a safari.
That sounds like a good plan. And then you'll probably change your ideas about the best place to live in. So. Why San Diego? Of all places in the world, why is San Diego the best? I know it's romantic, but surely there'd be other places. What's so, so very special about San Diego?
You want, I think that you know, it's romantic, as I said. It's inspiring. It's energetic. The people, as all the people of California are, which is my native home state, are friendly. They're energetic. It's an entrepreneurial hotbed down there, at least from a business standpoint anymore, not necessarily from a political standpoint. That might be why I'm in Boise, Idaho now. But I just think, you know, in terms of dining, in terms of things to do, you have a lot of recreation. You have you have the symphony, you have the ballet, you have the opera, you have the usual film and concerts, and then you have the beach and the mountains. San Diego's really pretty much got it all.
Okay, I think you've convinced me on that one.
That's nice, Karina. So we'll have to get you to San Diego. And of course, as we were talking off the air, Disneyland is on your bucket list. And I write a lot about Walt Disney. I've studied him extensively. And in fact, I am even doing a series of videos right now about Walt Disney. So, and you mentioned to me that Disneyland was on your bucket list. And Disneyland is just a few miles from San Diego. So we're going to have to get you out there. And then maybe you'll change your mind.
Anything's possible, Michael. I know that
that's
you mentioned
absolutely correct.
What about your second book? I know it's coming out in February at some point. I was thinking possibly February because of Valentine's Day. Tell me a bit about your.
I don't know if it will be Valentine's Day. That's kind of up to the publisher. It's either going to be right before that or right after. They haven't all, you know, books are kind of released all at the same time, you know, or within the same week or two, and just kind of like movies are. You see a bunch of movies released at the same time. They have a tendency to do the same thing with books. So sometime in February, I'm not exactly sure of the date, but the book is called Profit by Imagination. And what we did is we basically went around the world and interviewed people that had quit their regular jobs or got burned out in their corporate careers and started a business based on their passions that became profitable and doing what they love every day. I call it passion-based and purpose-driven. Many of these people are giving back to their communities or the world, or they have charitable causes associated with their business. And some of them that you know that you will read about are some of the most unusual businesses you have ever heard of. It's absolutely going to be fascinating. And this is a Boomer edition, so we're doing a series. The Boomer edition focuses obviously on people in that Boomer demographic, and then we're doing a Millennial edition, a young adult edition, and one specifically for women. And those will be coming out over the next few years.
Sure, that must have been exciting. How did you come about this project? This sounds very exciting, just to go out and find these people and interview them. What was your inspiration for this?
It's not as hard to find them, you know, with the internet anymore. It's really not hard to do research and find people that, you know, are have creative or unusual or businesses that they're passionate about. Because you have, you know, the digital technology that almost everyone has a website now. So you just kind of start searching and then you put the word out. I put the word out in many newsletters and I was looking for people like that. And I would interview them. And if they were a fit, I would accept them. And if they weren't, I would not. 15 years ago or 20 years ago before the internet, could it have been done this way? Probably not. So through the magic of technology, we were literally able to interview people from around the world. And, I mean, we have people coming out in the book, you know, in Sweden that created something called a singles ring because in Sweden they found a need for people that could approach each other in grocery stores, but they never knew if someone was approachable or not. So this ring they wear, and it took off like wildfire in Sweden,
wow,
believe it or not. caught on and people started wearing it. It was kind of a blue topaz type of thing. And it was a couple that were not a couple when they started the business, but apparently they are now. So maybe there's some sort of magic formula in that ring. but it took off like wildfire, as I said, and people are wearing it all over Sweden, and they're making a ton of money on it. And they were both single at the time, obviously, when they started the business, and they just saw a need and filled it. We have someone out of London who created something called Eye Candy Caddies for corporate golf tournaments. And my goodness, did her business take off. She went to a golf show, came up with the idea, wrote it down on a napkin for, you know, wrote it down on a napkin. Her husband happened to be a golf pro and was managing a golf club over there. And she was a model and a model supervisor. And she had that same golf show she was taking some models to for another client. And her husband just happened to walk by one day and said, "Boy, I wish my caddies looked like your girls." And she went, "Why not?" And so they got him to teach the girls etiquette. She came up with a code of conduct for, you know, so it was all on the up and up. And she bought her own booth at that golf tournament and went back and forth between the models that she was supervising for the client and her own booth. By the time she left that three-day golf show in London, she had something like 50,000 pounds in contracts for corporate golf tournaments.
Wow.
And they would do the registration. They would, you know, do the award ceremony, and they would caddy for these corporate golf tournaments. And they were trained in golf etiquette. They had a code of conduct, so, you know, there was no flirting, and so wives and girlfriends wouldn't be upset. It was just an amazing concept, and it is still going, you know, strong and getting stronger in London. I think they've just expanded into Ireland and Scotland. As you know, Scotland was where golf was invented, so quite an amazing story there.
Sure. It's really very, very inspirational, very exciting stuff. Probably could find, you think that you could use this ring in South Africa, in America, you could just expand it. The ring concept's very exciting, very different.
Yeah, that many of these businesses are entirely duplicatable. You want to put your own spin on it. And if you're married, I probably wouldn't recommend doing the eye candy caddies. That might get you in a lot of trouble interviewing all those, you know, young, beautiful women. But if you're single, why not? Go for it. That would certainly work in the United States. It would work in South Africa. It would work in any country. At one time, they were considering licensing, and they decided not to do that. So she's more than willing to, you know, I don't want to repeat her name on the air yet because the book's not out, more than willing to talk to people on how she did it. The single ring, I'm not sure if that would go over, you know, anywhere else, but many of these businesses are duplicatable. But what it's designed to do is not necessarily duplicate somebody else's business. It's designed to inspire you to find your own passion and purpose and create your business and your life around that. So, you know, while some of them are duplicatable and you can put your own spin on it, really it's designed to inspire you to do your own thing that's unique to you.
Very cool. All you have to do is ask why not and what if, it looks like. So did that inspire you in any other way? Did you come up with other ideas for other projects because of it?
Oh, sure. I'm always coming up with ideas. I don't know that, you know, certainly everyone that I interviewed for the Profit by Imagination book was, you know, inspiring in their own right. But for, you know, the reason I created the book is I've created ideas my entire life. And I wanted to see what other people were doing out there. I couldn't write a whole book about, you know, my ideas. I needed to see what other people were doing, what their passions were, what their purpose in life was, how they came about, you know, launching their own business, what they did prior to that, what inspired them to start their business. That was the real story there. The story wasn't, you know, Michael came up with this idea or that idea. I've been doing that for, you know, my whole life. In many ways, politics is about that, you know, coming up with ideas all the time, you know, a new piece of legislation or something that might get to be done or a new tax policy that might spur the economy. It really is all about ideas. And, you know, I've been a pretty big idea type of guy for a long time. I had a contractor referral service for a long time that I ended up selling. I've had other entrepreneurial ventures where I just came up with an idea. Some have worked, some haven't, but that's kind of the name of the game.
Okay. So what about your book? So because your ideas are just as good or your experiences are just as good as anyone else's, when are you going to put that book out?
Michael, 101 ideas for your own business. Again, it wouldn't be, you know, well, that might be interesting to, you know, to me or to people that know me, just to get an idea of what makes me tick. It probably wouldn't be interesting to a general audience. What I really want to focus on is what makes other people tick. What are their passions? What are their purposes? What obstacles did they overcome in order to follow that passion and purpose? That's really my passion. And then that, and inspiring others to do the same thing. Now, having said that, I do work with a lot of people in helping them find their own passion and purpose. I kind of have a process that I go through when I coach them. You know, I don't do a lot of that. I'll do, you know, two or three a year where people will come to me and they'll say, I don't know what I'm passionate about, or I, you know, or I don't know what I want to do. I just know I want out of my regular job. And so I will work with them to find their passions. Everyone is passionate about something. I have had people tell me where I've done other radio interviews. I did a radio interview years ago where someone told me, I'm not passionate about anything. You can't help me. Well, that radio show host on that particular show, and I believe that was coming from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, took that as a challenge and said, Michael, can you help her? And we exchanged numbers, and we went back on the show a week later to see if we were able to help her find her passion. And it turns out she was a single mother out of North Carolina in the USA. And she called, and she was still just as stubborn as she was when she called in the radio show. I'm not passionate about anything. Nobody can help me. Blah, 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 blah. So I just kind of tried to calm her down and started asking her questions. Tell me a little bit about your daughter. She had a young daughter. What does your daughter like? What do you like to do with your daughter? Well, it turns out they like to go to, you know, the beach and watch the sailboats. And the more I got to talking to her, and she says, oh, and I create for my daughter these little costume jewelry things that are like sailboats because my daughter likes sailboats so much. I said, where did your daughter get to like sailboats? She says, well, I've always liked them as a child as well. And then she said, well, and I draw a little bit. So I had her take digital photos of these things and send them to me. And I went, wow, we are onto something here. So I convinced her that she was passionate about something and that she had a potential business there. And indeed, she did. Went back, to make a long story short, we went back on the air the following week and told the host that that she was making plans to make costume jewelry and to you know, do some watercolor drawings of sailboats. And he asked, how are we going to market that? And I had suggested a flea market, and she obviously didn't have the money for a flea market. Turns out they have a flea market at the beach that she used to go to. So the radio station agreed to pay her the fee for the flea market if she made enough money to pay them back. She could pay them back, but if she didn't, you know, then fine. The radio station would have eaten the money. Well, she sold out in about 5 hours, just in one day, and she had the booth for 3 days. It was, you know, and we started numbering her watercolors, or she started numbering them, and so she had limited editions of those. It was just amazing, and to this day, she's still doing that. Everyone is passionate about something, Karina. Everyone can turn a passion into a profitable business. And I'm absolutely convinced that that is the case. Now, many of us go into the coaching field to help people do that. That's a passion. And it is a passion-based, purpose-driven business because you want to transform people's lives. In my case, you know, in addition to being a media mentor where I help existing businesses get publicity, I really like helping people find their true passion and purpose in life. That's, you know, that's very rewarding to me. And that's where the books focus. And then, of course, the Coach on Fire Radio Network is part of the media mentoring that I do. And that's really my career since I've left politics in a nutshell.
Very exciting. Very exciting. But let's go back to the Coach on Fire. Where do you see the coach on fire in, say, 6 months?
In 6 months, I think it will be an authoritative site and one of the premier internet radio networks on there, just because we have such amazing, you know, coaches like you, Karina, and as I said, Wendy Berry's show starts tomorrow night. We have Jessica Aaronworth and Kay Warlow, and assertiveness expert is Jessica, and anxiety and stress expert. Because we are so well-rounded with this network, I think the sky is the limit, and I think we will be one of the leading radio, internet radio networks. And I don't know if I even want to say that, because this really is kind of a new thing that I haven't seen out there yet, where we're putting 14 coaches together in one group and one team and putting individual shows out there. I haven't seen that done a lot, but I think we will be, you know, number one in that field, in our niche, in the coaching field. And I think it's going to do great things, not only for our listening audience, but I think our hosts are going to not only enjoy it, but they're going to get lots of rewards out of it too, because they're going to be helping people, which is what they do best. And they're going to be helping people in their individual niches. And also, because we are so well-rounded, the listening audiences, the network as a whole, is going to be well-rounded. And I think that's really cool as well.
That's very cool. So how is this network going to get to that point?
Well, it's going to get to that point.
What do you expect from the coaches?
The network will get to that point because good content spreads like wildfire. And as I said, all of our coaches are incredible. They're all going to have absolutely insanely great content. People are going to want to listen to each of these individual shows because they're going to find that the coaches on this network are doing great things for them. They're helping them in their lives. They're helping transform their lives. They're helping them with their business. They're helping them with their problems or challenges, whether that be relationships or whether that be, you know, what do I want to do at midlife, or, you know, how do I handle the holidays and my anxiety and stress because my mother-in-law is coming over, or my sister who, you know, I don't get along with because she always tries to control me. We've got something for everyone. And then we've got, you know, Delora out there who's going to shift your mind and teach you how to handle everything. And then we've got you with intent, you know, how to live your life with intent. It is so varied, so widespread, so well-rounded on this network that the listening audience is just going to grow and grow and grow. It's going to take a little time, but I am absolutely confident that in 6 months, we are going to be a force in the coaching industry to be reckoned with. And how it transpires after that, you know, the shows will obviously continue. What other things can we do together as a team to help people? The sky's the limit there. And again, you could, you know, I'm already brainstorming ideas on how that's going to go. Too early to go into any of them, but we could be doing, you know, live telesummits. We could be doing a, you know, group coaching program with all 14 of us doing specific things within a group coaching program that would really skyrocket the participants in that program, you know, lives. There's just so much that we can learn and do and grow to help people, because that's what it's all about. As coaches, we want to help transform lives. And the radio network is the start of that for the coaches that we have. Are you there, Karina?
Michael?
Yes. We lost you for just about 10 seconds there.
I lost you. I apologize for that. Okay, that sounds like very, very exciting. Can I ask you a purple question?
Yeah, I think you said it kind of cut out. Kind of cut out there for a second, Karina. I think you said, can I ask you a personal question?
A fun question?
Yes, go right ahead.
What is, who's your hero? And why?
Who is my hero and why? That's a really good question. My hero would probably be my father, who was entrepreneurial himself, and who always believed I could do anything, and was always there to support me, whether it was school or whether it was through athletics, or whether it was, you know, when I was working politically, and, you know, you have ups and downs politically. But he always believed in me, and he was always right there to tell me, you can do it, and you can achieve anything. Just work hard, be disciplined, go for it, and if you fail, learn from that failure and move on, because ultimately every failure is a, you know, the next step on the way to success. And I know he was quoting someone famous, and I can't remember who that was, but he was just so encouraging, so inspiring. He gave back to his community. The swimming pool in my hometown is named after him. He was under Ronald Reagan, as a matter of fact. He was the director of the State Parks and Recreation Commission, which is a volunteer position, but Ronald Reagan appointed him to that long before I worked for Ronald Reagan. And he was just also one of the most amazing men I ever knew in getting along and interacting with people. I wrote about him in my Don't Seek Success, Be Happy book. I was with him at a casino in Harrah's Tahoe. Lake Tahoe, Karina, is a very gorgeous area on the border of California and Nevada in the west coast of the USA. And my dad used to like to go up there, and he wasn't a big roller by any stretch of the imagination, but gamble. And I had flown in from D.C. one time in Washington. And he says, well, let's go up to Tahoe. And I went with him, and I was really hungry. He says, well, let's go to Harrah's, you know, in the back for dinner there. They had a nice steakhouse. It took us over an hour to get back to the restaurant, because every blackjack dealer or, you know, casino worker seemed to know him. And he would stop, and he would listen, and he would talk to them. And he would remember, he would, you know, how's your little daughter, or how's school, or, you know, is your mother feeling better now, if, you know. And everyone wanted to talk to him. So if they weren't busy and no one was at their table, they would, you know, hey, Chuck, come on over. I want to tell you what's going on and things. And they'd be waving to him and smiling and greeting him. And I'm starving to death and stopping. And, of course, he's introducing me as a son who works for the president. So that was kind of a, you know, big deal for him as well. And I thought about that a lot when I was writing my book. And how would you describe, you know, that? When we would go into other restaurants, he would know the receptionist's life story before we ever sat down at the table if we didn't have a reservation. The same with the waiter or the waitress. It was just an absolutely incredible gift that he had. And I, you know, tried to follow that to a certain extent. I love learning about people. And I call it enthusiasm. And I use my father as an example of this. And enthusiasm, I define in maybe a little bit different way than some people define it. I define it as giving your attention, your time, attention, and energy to a person, a cause, or an activity cheerfully. And without interruption. And if you do that, you're enthusiastic. Because if I'm talking to you, Karina, I'm giving you my time, my energy, and my attention. And I shouldn't be doing anything else. I should be learning as much about Karina as I possibly can. To me, that's enthusiasm. And the same whether it's an activity, whether it's your career, whether it's a sporting event, that's enthusiasm. A lot of people think enthusiasm is, you know, rah, 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 yay, 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 and you have to be jumping up and down. Well, that's not quite the way I look at it. I look at it as cheerfully giving your time, attention, and energy to a particular cause, activity, or purpose.
So you listening with everything, listening with your heart, listening with your soul, I liked it a lot, Michael.
Yeah, well, thank you, Karina. So, and as I said, that was part of a chapter of my book, Don't Seek Success, Be Happy.
So it's amazing. Your dad obviously had a huge impact on your life. Also,
yes, he did.
Influencing your life. If you had had a different dad, would it life have been different?
If I had what now?
A different dad, would life have been different?
That's kind of a hard question to answer. Because I never had a different dad. So I might have had one equally as good or one not as good. I don't know that I can answer that particular question. Karina, the computer is talking in my ears, and I'm in the studio tonight, and not you, even though you're interviewing me. And it looks like we have just about 4 minutes left. And if anyone in the last 4 minutes would like to ask Karina or myself a question, you can call in at 646-716-7979. Again, that phone number, 646-716-7979, and we'll be here for the next couple of minutes. So if you're going to call in, get in quick. All right, Karina, we don't have a lot of time left. As I said, the Coach on Fire radio network is, you know, going to be absolutely huge. I've mentioned a lot of our hosts, and more of them will be coming out as we start to roll out this week and announce the actual times of their shows. At Wendy Berry tomorrow night, please listen in for Wendy. She's at 7 Central Time. And our other coaches on the team will be rolling out. Most of the shows will be starting next week. And I'll announce a couple more editions of Ignite Your Life, where we'll interview a couple more of our hosts that we haven't had a chance to interview in our prior weeks. But this is our official launch date, so yay, the next 2 weeks is going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to have a lot of fun activities, maybe some contests planned and some free giveaways, and be looking toward that, because that's going to be coming out towards the end of this week. We're going to be talking a lot more about that. And I think that's all I have on that. Karina, any final questions? We're down to 3 minutes. So the end of the show, we made it through the whole hour.
Well, I think you've said everything, really. I think everyone should be watching this space. And good, great things coming.
Absolutely. And as I said, I think everyone's going to love, you know, the individual shows on the Coach on Fire radio network. I think there are huge things to come, not only for the coaches, but for the people that are, you know, are listening to the shows. I think that's going to be absolutely awesome. And if you're listening tonight, tell your friends, your families, your acquaintances, tell them about all the great shows that we're going to have coming up here in the very near future. Wendy Berry tomorrow night, one more time, 7 p.m. CST. If you're in midlife, you definitely want to listen to Wendy. She's got lots of great stuff there. And we'll be announcing other shows that are starting, that will be starting here real shortly. Most of the shows, as I said, we're going to be going, you know, we'll be premiering next week. Wendy's, I think, is the only show we have scheduled other than mine to premiere this week. So hang in there, and we will roll this out over the next couple of weeks and have fun. And Karina, you're with Intent Show. Any you want a final plug there while you're here?
We've got some free. Who we are, what we're about, so that you can
also. Okay, Karina, we were pretty good through the whole show, but that whole last part on With Intent got garbled. Anyway, Karina's show will start on the October 22nd. On Thursday morning, USA time, and you'll get more information on that. And that's it for us today. This is Ignite Your Life. I'm Michael Brooks. Be great, everyone.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7.